Now, humbly brings up another important word, an attitude. Sometimes people think they know the answers to everything. And they become so stalwart in that conviction that they will not become humbled or simple enough to allow the answer to be asked to something that is outside of their understanding. And you know, this is why people don't get healed. And this is why people make war. And this is why there's jealousy and envy and all of those caste systems in the world. Because people fret on resolving problems based upon their impoverished state of mind. And when they do, they can only create problem-solving ideas that are not satisfying, let alone long-standing. If everyone learned, as you're going to learn, to become humbled in this school, to become humble long enough that you don't think that you're such a grand student that you don't have to do the work. If you have that attitude, then all you can ever manifest in this school is that which is equal to what you have learned intellectually. And there are going to come tests in this school that will transcend your ability for patience, focus, and that will challenge your habits. There will come situations that will require a greater power, a deeper intelligence to be called for. Otherwise, you'll just give up. And then you'll get mad and frustrated and angry because somehow you couldn't solve the problem. If you already had that ability in your personality, there would be no need for God or supernatural intelligence in the world today. You don't possess supernatural intelligence as a personality. You possess frailty, fickleness. One moment you are convicted and devoted, and the next you are full of hate and revenge. You are fickle. You swing with body-mind consciousness. That is not the mind that genius is built upon. So humbling comes when you have to sit down and make a card that forecasts your idea, that takes up your focus and time, that you created long enough, and that you sit and concentrate on it. Without getting ready and going out Saturday night, without going out to eat just another food serving with someone and to have uninspired conversation. You have to do that instead of that. If you do that instead of that, then you will start to engender a remarkable intelligence. Because once you experience this knowledge, then you start to remember it. That which is hidden will become revealed. And if it becomes revealed, then you are going to change who you are. And you will not be that simple little personality that tried to solve all the problems based upon its own potential reserve. But you will start accumulating a personality that is God. And that is the aim of the school. Humbling. You have to be humble enough to do the work. You have to be humble enough to sit like a little child with Crayolas and color something. You have to be humble enough to sit there and put your blinders on. You have to be humble enough to do as I tell you to do. If you are, you're going to know God. Because we're going to make you focus on fantastic realism. And if you do righteously, the right use of it, and keep it here, stall it in your conviction, it's going to manifest. And who begins to become the recipient of that manifestation? You. You are the one that's going to experience it. I've already experienced it.